This is Hopeful Harpy, and welcome to my second Ramble Fap, Disaster Fap Part 2, Electric Boogaloo, because that's a thing people say. For those who didn't listen to my first Ramble Fap, which was not very well received, so most of you, that audio was made at the permission of my daddy Dom, who had said that he wanted me to edge myself for being a brat and also being good. It was both a punishment and a reward. And so doing something similar again today, I was good. And so today I'm going to make another Ramble Disaster Fap for you. This time there are even more rules and restrictions though. So I won't be listening to an audio today, but I will just be full on rambling. So good news for those of you who wanted to listen, bad news for everyone else. And while I'm doing that, I'm going to read off a list that I made for him. In order to be able to make this, I had to make a list for him of all of the good girl things that I did this week that warranted me being able to edge myself. So I'm supposed to read off a few of those for you and then just talk to you about what's happening. So today I'm using my oscillator again because that's my favorite toy. And then probably also a dildo, we'll see. So I'll get that started. Whew. Put that up higher than I meant to, but we'll see how that goes. So he also texted me that he is going to be headed home in about half an hour and that he expects to take me at least once before we go to dinner. So this is my way of prepping myself. So today I was helping a friend of mine do an audio. So I was beta listening for her and got us both worked up, and we were chatting back and forth about what it would be like if we'd had a foursome together with another person we know, and it got super intense with her teaching me how to eat pussy better, because I have not been with that many women, and making the two guys just stand back and watch while we ignored them entirely, until they got so frustrated with us that they took us, because we are both major brats. And it was super hot, and it was again one of those amazing and terrible things where it was the best moment of my life and worst moment of my life. And I keep doing that to myself. Fuck. So she and I made this list together of things I've done this week to be a good girl. So I'm going to read off a few of them. Specifically, numbers 5, 7, 8, and 12, to quote, "Let them know that you're an edging slut begging to come," which is depressingly accurate. So number 5 was a few days ago. I TP'd myself with 2 dildos and then told my daddy about it. And I have a dildo that's also a cock ring, so my daddy Dom can wear it and fuck both my holes at the same time. And I realized I could fit a dildo in there as well and DP myself. And it was a great day. Number 7 was that I swallowed daddy's cum 3 times, which has been something I've been working towards for a while, and I didn't gag or spit at this, even a drop, which was super hot. And then 8, he came all over my tits, and then I rubbed it in and left it on overnight to dry, and then showered in the morning. Fuck. What was the next one? 12. I fully deep-throated his cock for the first time. I've been practicing for months, and I've been getting really close to the last half inch, but finally managed to get the entire thing, and it was the hottest thing ever. Fuck. All right. right off those. So, I'm gonna talk now about the hottest fucking thing that my daddy dom ever did to me, which was when we first started with DDLG. I was calling him sir, and when we transitioned from being just dom sub to daddy dom little girl, there goes the dildo, yes. He was very insistent I wasn't allowed to call him sir anymore, I had to call him daddy. And I kept fucking up. And so I kept calling him sir and would get punished for it, but it was honestly pretty light. I was pretty much allowed to get away with everything. And so, fuck. I started being really bratty about it and calling him sir intentionally to piss him off. And one day I called him sir even in non-kink settings, even when we were out with our friends. I would find ways to slip it in casual conversation, so they wouldn't know. And he would just get this tight jaw on his face. I just knew I was gonna get away with it. And that night, he was fucking me. And up until that point, I didn't have many rules. I was allowed to masturbate and come whenever I wanted. But when we were fucking, I had to get his permission. And so I was close. And I started asking his permission to come. And he started getting super condescending. And I'd be like, oh baby, you wanna come? You wanna come for me? It feels good. And so right when I thought he was gonna let me come, his voice dropped about 3 octaves. And he just went, no. You think you can act the way you did today and still get to come? You're gonna fucking hold it. And I'm gonna fuck you harder than I ever had in your life, and you're not gonna be able to come. But you need to beg still and apologize for how you treated me and how you acted today. Fuck. Oh, fuck, don't come. And so he used every single fucking trick he had and did everything that I liked. And just kept pushing me to the brink over and over again. And making me beg to come. And apologize for being a brat. And beg and beg and beg, knowing I wouldn't be able to come. And this went on for 2 weeks. Where we were having sex pretty much every day. And I was never allowed to come. But still had to beg for it like I could. And there was one day that he said I'd been good. And he was gonna let me come after a countdown. And so he started counting down, teasing me. And then he got to 2. And said he changed his mind. Fuck. Ugh. And it was probably the sexiest fucking thing he's ever done. But I also hated him for it. Ugh. And he tells me today that if I'm good, I might take it to come on his cock. Oh, fuck. God damn it. I want to come. So this isn't nearly as torturous as last time. Oh, fuck. I'm just gonna rub my tits. Mm-hmm. It feels so good. Oh, the dildo inside of me feels so good. Fuck. Oh, fuck. I wish this was a real cock. I want to keep going, and part of me is hoping that I fuck up and push myself over the edge. Oh, I'm too good of a girl for that. Oh fuck, I didn't even use any lube. I'm so wet. Thank you.
think that's enough today. All right, I'm gonna lose it, and then I will be in super trouble and not be able to come tonight, so. That was my second Ramble Fap, Disaster Fap Part 2. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I kind of did, and as much as I also hated it. Alright.